Roche acquires Path AI to control the diagnostic layer that determines which patients get which drugs. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde. And number 9,650, Roche acquired Path AI for $750 million upfront plus $300 million in performance milestones, valuing the 7-year-old startup at over $1 billion fully loaded. The deal, expected to close in the second half of 2026, gives Roche full control of Path AI and #X27. AI-powered digital diagnostics platform that helps pathologists interpret tissue samples and diagnose disease. Roche and #X27's acquisition represents a strategic move to vertically integrate the diagnostic infrastructure that determines which patients receive which targeted cancer therapies, creating a closed-loop system for its oncology franchise. The transaction signals that Big Pharma is willing to pay steep premiums to own precision medicine infrastructure assets rather than license them, with healthcare AI acquisitions commanding premium multiples in 2026. Roche signed a definitive agreement to acquire Boston-based Path AI for $750 million in upfront consideration, with an additional $300 million tied to performance milestones, marking the latest example of pharmaceutical incumbents buying rather than building AI diagnostic capabilities. The deal, expected to close in the second half of 2026, values the 7-year-old startup at over $1 billion on a fully loaded basis and positions Roche to accelerate its deployment of machine learning algorithms across its global pathology network. For institutional capital, the transaction underscores a structural shift. Big Pharma is willing to pay steep premiums to own the picks and shovels of precision medicine rather than license them piecemeal. The acquisition builds on a 2021 partnership between the two companies and gives Roche full control of Path AI's digital diagnostics platform, which uses artificial intelligence to help pathologists interpret tissue samples and diagnose disease. Andy Beck, chief executive and co-founder of Path AI, stated, "Joining forces with Roche marks a new era for Path AI, enabling us to realize our mission of improving patient outcomes through AI-powered pathology at unprecedented scale and speed. Roche's global infrastructure and expertise will bring our digital diagnostics technology to patients worldwide." The deal represents a decisive vote by one of the world's largest pharmaceutical companies that AI-driven pathology is ready for prime-time deployment, not a laboratory curiosity. The timing matters. Roche is moving to lock in Path AI's technology and talent at a moment when competition for healthcare AI assets has intensified and when the economics of in-house diagnostics have never been more compelling. The $750 million upfront payment reflects not just the value of Path AI's existing algorithms, but the strategic imperative to control the diagnostic layer that will increasingly determine which patients receive which drugs. For private equity and strategic acquirers, the transaction sets a valuation benchmark and signals that healthcare infrastructure plays, particularly those enabling precision medicine workflows, command premium multiples in 2026. The strategic rationale: diagnostics as drug development moat. Roche's acquisition of Path AI is less about buying a single product and more about vertically integrating a capability that underpins the company's broader oncology and personalized medicine strategy. Pathology, the medical specialty that examines tissues under microscopes to diagnose cancer and other diseases, remains a manual, labor-intensive process prone to variability. Path AI's platform automates portions of this workflow, reducing diagnostic turnaround times and enabling more precise identification of disease subtypes. For Roche, which markets a portfolio of targeted cancer therapies, owning the diagnostic infrastructure that determines which patients qualify for those therapies creates a powerful closed-loop system. The deal also reflects a broader recognition across the pharmaceutical industry that the next generation of blockbuster drugs will require companion diagnostics to identify the right patients. Roche has long been a leader in this domain, but Path AI's AI capabilities offer a scalability advantage that traditional immunohistochemistry and molecular testing cannot match. By embedding Path AI's algorithms into its existing pathology workflows, Roche can accelerate clinical trial enrollment, improve patient stratification, and potentially expand the addressable market for its oncology franchise. The $300 million in milestone payments suggests that Roche has tied a significant portion of the deal value to Path AI achieving specific performance targets, likely related to regulatory approvals, commercial deployments, or integration milestones. The valuation itself warrants scrutiny. At over $1 billion fully loaded, Path AI commands a premium to what most healthcare IT startups have achieved in recent mergers and acquisitions. The figure implies that Roche sees Path AI's platform as mission-critical infrastructure, not a discretionary software purchase. For context, healthcare AI companies that have gone public or been acquired in recent years have typically traded at revenue multiples in the mid-single digits. PathAI's premium suggests either that its revenue run rate is substantial or, more likely, that Roche is paying for strategic value that far exceeds near-term financials. The deal structure, with a large upfront payment and material earnouts, is consistent with how pharmaceutical companies have historically acquired early-stage platform technologies, pay enough to lock in exclusivity, but tie a meaningful portion of the purchase price to de-risking commercial and regulatory execution. Healthcare mergers and acquisitions momentum. Following the capital into digital infrastructure, Roche's move is part of a pronounced trend in 2026 of private equity and corporate acquirers targeting digital health infrastructure, particularly in telehealth and diagnostic automation. While the PathAI deal represents a strategic acquisition by a pharmaceutical incumbent, the broader healthcare services and technology sectors have seen sustained interest from financial sponsors. Private equity firms including Goldman Sachs, Avacy Partners, Grovecourt Capital, and QC Capital have recently invested in telehealth companies, reflecting demand for remote care delivery platforms. The convergence of these trends, strategic acquirers buying AI diagnostics and financial sponsors funding telehealth infrastructure, points to a common thesis: the future of healthcare delivery is digital first, and the companies that own the enabling infrastructure will capture outsized value. The contrast with recent missteps in the sector is instructive. Daiichi Sankyo posted an extraordinary loss of 149.4 billion yen, approximately $950 million, in May 2026 after scrapping plans to build antibody-drug conjugate manufacturing capacity it had overestimated. The write-down underscores the risks of overinvesting in physical infrastructure without matching demand. Roche's approach, acquiring a software platform with minimal capital intensity and high scalability, avoids the capacity trap that has ensnared other pharmaceutical companies. The lesson for institutional capital is clear. In healthcare, bets on digital infrastructure and software-enabled services are proving more resilient than bets on brick-and-mortar capacity, particularly when demand forecasts prove optimistic. The PathAI acquisition also highlights the growing importance of vertical integration in precision medicine. Pharmaceutical companies are increasingly recognizing that owning the diagnostic and data layers allows them to control the patient journey from identification through treatment. This mirrors the strategy that technology companies have employed for decades: own the platform, monetize the ecosystem. For Roche, PathAI provides a platform that can be deployed across its oncology, immunology, and rare disease franchises, creating network effects as more pathologists adopt the technology and contribute data that improves the algorithms. The flywheel effect: more data leads to better algorithms, which attract more users, which generate more data, is a familiar playbook in software, but its application to medical diagnostics is relatively new and potentially transformative. The competitive landscape: who else is arming up? Roche is not alone in pursuing AI-driven diagnostics. Several large pharmaceutical and diagnostics companies have made similar bets, either through acquisitions or partnerships, in recent years. The race to own or control AI pathology platforms reflects a fundamental shift in how drug development and diagnostics are converging. Companies that can integrate drug discovery, clinical development, and diagnostic deployment under one roof will enjoy significant advantages in speed to market and commercial execution. The risk for Roche and its peers is that AI diagnostics may ultimately commoditize over time as algorithms become more widely available and open source models proliferate. The question is whether Roche can build a durable moat through proprietary data, exclusive partnerships with healthcare systems, or regulatory approvals that create barriers to entry. The deal also raises questions about the future of standalone healthcare AI companies. PathAI's exit to Roche suggests that the path to independent scale for diagnostic AI startups may be narrowing. Investors in the space have long debated whether these companies can achieve sufficient revenue scale and profitability to justify standalone valuations, or whether they are better positioned as acquisition targets for larger strategic buyers. The $750 million upfront payment provides a data point, but it is not clear whether PathAI had the option to remain independent and achieve a larger outcome through an initial public offering or continued private growth. For venture capital and growth equity investors in healthcare AI, the takeaway is that strategic mergers and acquisitions remains the most reliable liquidity path, and valuation multiples for high-quality assets remain robust despite broader market volatility. The competitive dynamics in AI pathology also extend to other modalities, including radiology, genomics, and clinical decision support. Companies such as Paige, Tempus, and others have raised significant capital to build AI-powered platforms across the diagnostic spectrum. The question for institutional capital is which modalities and which companies will emerge as category winners. Pathology, with its reliance on visual pattern recognition and the availability of large annotated datasets, has been an early proving ground for AI and diagnostics. But the technology is rapidly extending to other areas of medicine, and the companies that can demonstrate clinical validation, regulatory approval, and real-world adoption will command premium valuations. The Plaquemine view Roche's acquisition of Path AI is a signal that the era of pharmaceutical companies outsourcing diagnostics is ending. The integration of drug development and diagnostics under one roof is not a nice-to-have, it is a competitive necessity. The companies that control the diagnostic layer will dictate which patients enter clinical trials, which therapies achieve regulatory approval, and ultimately which drugs gain market share. Path AI's platform gives Roche a structural advantage in precision oncology, and the $750 million price tag, while steep, is a rounding error relative to the multi-billion dollar commercial opportunity at stake. For institutional investors, the deal crystallizes a framework, healthcare infrastructure, particularly AI-enabled platforms that sit at the intersection of diagnostics and therapeutics, represents a scarce and strategic asset class. The companies that own these platforms will command premium multiples, and the window to acquire them at venture-scale valuations is closing. The convergence of pharmaceutical giants and financial sponsors in this space, with strategics like Roche paying nine-figure sums and private equity firms targeting adjacent telehealth and digital health plays, suggests that capital is chasing the same thesis from different angles. The winners will be those who moved earliest and locked in exclusive access to the enabling technologies. The risk, and it is material, is that AI diagnostics prove less defensible than bulls anticipate. If algorithms commoditize, if regulatory approval becomes a bottleneck, or if healthcare systems resist adoption due to cost or workflow disruption, then valuations will compress rapidly. But the base case, supported by the Roche transaction and the broader momentum in digital health mergers and acquisitions, is that AI-powered diagnostics are infrastructure-grade assets that justify the premiums being paid. The second-order play is identifying which adjacent layers of the healthcare stack, imaging, genomics, clinical workflows, will see similar strategic consolidation in the next 18 to 24 months. Those are the sectors where institutional capital should be deploying today. The bottom line: Roche's $750 million acquisition of Path AI marks a tipping point in healthcare mergers and acquisitions. Pharmaceutical incumbents are willing to pay premium multiples to own, not rent, the AI infrastructure that enables precision medicine. The deal sets a valuation benchmark for healthcare AI platforms and validates the thesis that diagnostic infrastructure is becoming as strategic as drug pipelines themselves. For private equity and growth investors, the transaction confirms that digital health infrastructure commands institutional capital and strategic interest at levels that dwarf most healthcare services plays. The companies that control the diagnostic layer, whether in pathology, radiology, or genomics, will dictate the future of drug development and patient care. Capital is moving decisively in that direction, and the window to acquire these assets at venture valuations is closing. The next 12 months will see additional nine-figure exits in this category. Position accordingly.